Well, thousands of folks back east, they say, are leaving home most every day. And they're beating that hot old dusty trail to the California line. Across the deserts, through the sands they roll,
getting out of that old dust bowl.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Heartland Players are presenting Woody Guthrie's American Song. They're presenting it again. They've done it before, and it was such a success, and they saw an opportunity to use it to support community organizations, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and the Mental Health America of Monroe County, that they're putting it on again on Friday and Saturday, the 5th and 6th, at the Unitarian Universalist Church, corner of Fee Lane and the Bypass. Our guest is Jane McLeod, who's a veteran member of the group. She's also a prof at Indiana University, and her husband happens to be the director, Steve Kranke, but that's probably not her only connection with this particular endeavor. Tell us a little bit about your own musical involvement with the music of Woody Guthrie. Had you known it before you did this show?
I certainly had known some of his more popular songs, Deportee, This Land Is Your Land, but I hadn't been involved in performing any of those songs before. Most of my musical background was either in church liturgical music or in rhythm and blues and backup for Craig Brenner in an earlier incarnation of his band. So this was my first real opportunity to become deeply immersed in his music and his writings.
It really is an opportunity because it's some of the writing in addition to the songs. It's a 16-member cast, a 6-member band, and so there's a good deal of variety. There are the songs that I think perhaps are part of our DNA at this point. Of course, This Land Is Your Land, perhaps Do Re Mi, which we began with, Pastures of Plenty. But then when you get a little deeper into the Woody Guthrie song bag, and there are hundreds of songs, some with music and, of course, some that now music's being added to.
That's right.
And it's a very rich resource that the people who put this together really drew on in a very creative fashion.
That's right. There are songs that will be familiar to people, and then there are songs that people may not have heard before. Dust Bowl Refugee, Dust Storm Disaster, pieces that describe the poignant experiences of people during that era of American history, but that maybe haven't got the same kind of airplay as some of his other songs.
And you mentioned that that these were tough times, and I think actually some of his collections were even called hard-hitting songs for hard-hit people.
Yes, that's right.
How do you think the dialogue, the actual readings from his notes and his journals work in terms of presenting the songs along with the theatrics that have been worked out by the group?
Well, the readings from his journals do a nice job of connecting the songs, of giving you a sense of how his biography unfolded over time and how his songs connect to the experiences that he had throughout his life.
So that'll work as well. Tell us a little bit about the staging, about some of the effects that, among other things, your husband has been working on.
That's right. Well, it's a fairly simple staging process. It's a minimal set performed on the stage at the Unitarian Universalist Church, where we evoke the feeling of many of the places in which Woody Guthrie spent time, with a few set pieces here and there, and then some very nice sound and lighting effects that give you a feel for some of the, if I might say, natural experiences that he had along the way.
And it's in a big room that really has great sound.
It does have great sound. I should also mention that we also evoke the periods through which he lived through a series of projections that are based on photos taken during those actual periods of time, photos of the dust storm, photos of Depression-era United States.
And we probably should mention that the band is directed by Don Lodge Regal. Wouldn't want to miss that. We're talking currently with Jane McLeod, one of the members of the group, the Heartland Players, bringing Woody Guthrie's American Song to the stage at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Friday at 7:30 and then Saturday at 2 and 7:30. There are benefits for two of the organizations in the area, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and Mental Health America of Monroe County. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Well, believe it or not, you won't find it so hard.